Blog Talk Radio.
One of the biggest problems that we face as disabled people, and put the elderly in there too, is that there is no sense of a brotherhood amongst disabled people. And many and many people judge others and criticize them and so on and so forth. The brotherhood in the mind of inner sight is that along with a brotherhood must be one message and one idea of what will solve these problems. You see, if you have a brotherhood, and then people go off in all different directions, you know, I don't agree with this, I don't agree with that, so on and so forth, it's going to be very confusing. You've got to have one message and believe that our message is correct for everyone. You know, we have the three basic areas that we're trying to reform. The service dog schools, we want a law, we want the schools licensed and regulated with fairness. The nursing homes, turn them into accessible housing. In other words, make it so that no one can go to a nursing home. That's the real solution. Anything else is no good. It's not going to work. As long as those nursing homes are there, I don't give a damn what you do. It's not going to work. The third thing is amend the ADA, strengthen it, and wherever possible, put in criminal penalties under certain circumstances. Like, for instance, I'll give you an example. What I mean, the murder of a guide dog. That should be criminal. That is a horror. Especially compounding it by not helping the person after the school killed the dog. So those three areas, a brotherhood one in the last couple of years, the death of Milton. Many, many people are afraid to speak out who are affiliated with these guide dog schools, afraid of retaliation from the school. Of course, they're not going to admit that. But you can tell by the fact that no one has really talked about it. No, they're not. Because they'll lose all that money. They would have to do something about it. See? You know, there's a time in life when you got to take a stand. And everyone should be doing this at once. That solidarity, that would be a solid brotherhood, and insist that these schools be licensed, insist that Michelle have a fair hearing in front of a judge with all the facts, and insist that these supervision people be subpoenaed and swear on oath where they were when Milton was dying in that van. That kind of thing. But there's no brotherhood. Nobody. You know, it seems like nobody cares in Silo. I don't know of any other organization that really cares about Milton. The stupid-ass people from, I don't even want to use the name Helen Keller because they're not worthy of that name. The stupid-ass people from the Agency for the Blind who came to the Day for Milton made it a point to say to me, we're not here in an official capacity. Where the hell is the Brotherhood? Don't you care that a guide dog was murdered? See, this is why things like this and worsens the image of the disabled community. And Jose Delgado, the executive director of Suffolk Independent Living here in the county, agrees with that concept. These horrible nursing homes are dragging down the image of the disabled. I mean, look at the people in the nursing home. That's a disabled person. I don't want to be like that, you know. That's what disabled people look like. So the brotherhood, the image can be greatly improved by a brotherhood that would support people. And there's a way to get in the news on these issues. Is to have thousands
when you get a
of
chance.
What do you want?
You have a caller.
All right. Hold on, caller. Thank you. Thousands of people be ready to go out, and I mean legally protest. I don't mean do stupid things and chain yourself to a door. That makes it worse. I'm talking about legally out there with a message. That's a whole different method of the way it should be done. But if we had thousands of people in every state who cared about these things and who would come out and say, hey, you're doing it to this person, you're doing it to all of us. You know, that kind of an attitude to give people a sense that, hey, we're together on this. Maybe the politicians won't hear us. Maybe they don't give a damn, but we're together on this. We want the nursing home turned into accessible housing. And so on and so forth. All right, we're at 213-816-1650. We have a caller on the line.
Yes. Lorraine.
All right. No, all right.
All right.
Hello, Inner Sight. Hello.
How is everyone doing?
All right. How are you?
Fine.
I'm doing fine. Doing fine. You just stopped by, you know, for a bit. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Can you lower your television or radio, whatever that is in the background, please?
I don't have the remote. He has the remote out there. Oh boy. That's
well,
the problem.
Can you hang up and call back?
Yeah.
I appreciate it. You know, lower it and hang up, call back.
All right, then. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Inner Sight brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004. I want to thank Joanne Diamond for all her help and for caring about the dogs and the disabled. Big East, the key to rescue at Verizon.net. If you want to check out the email. Brought to you by Nobody Starves on Long Island. Dog food, cat food, all free. 631-484-3085. And you talk to Gary, and when he's able to service you with veterinarian services, he'll let you know on that. Ask him about that. 631-484-3085. All the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, Athena, and all the others. Go an extra mile for a child, Inner Sight, remind you, and we thank you for remembering that. Hey, we're brought to you by Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. I want to thank Mr. Kennedy for trying to help two disabled ladies who say that they would like to have an apartment together, you know, to share a two-bedroom. So Kennedy's working on that, and thank you, Mr. Kennedy, and also for contributing to Inner Sight. 631-888-1186. You want to know the truth about mortgage situations? Call Kennedy. Don't listen to the news. They'll tell you all kinds of stuff that you don't know if it's true or not. Kennedy will tell you the truth. 631-888-1186. All right, Inner Sight, talking tonight about brotherhood, how we need a brotherhood in the world of the disabled. We really do. And let's see, brought to you by SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. And 13th, Friday the 13th, the advocate, self-advocacy event at SILO, Friday the 13th. I believe it starts early in the morning with a breakfast. So come on in. Come on in. Friday the 13th. And you can check the SILO website for more details. We may have someone calling in early in the week to give more details, but you can check the SILO website. Or you can call them, 631-880-7929. Give you that number again in a minute. I want to thank Jill over there, the head of communications. I want to thank, of course, Jose Delgado. Become good friends, and thank you so much for your support of Inner Sight and your up-and-coming donation. 631-880-7929-SILO. If you need info on the advocacy, and we'll keep you posted on the news conference on the nursing homes. Very important. We had to do some juggling with dates, but we'll let you know. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. 631-243-0090 is the Inner Sight hotline, and we help all disabled individuals. We don't get involved with criminal action of any kind or substance abuse. We don't take that on. All right, let's see. Able News. You got the Able News around?
Yes, I do. Hold on, let me get
this. Yeah, see if you can hook it up.
Okay,
Able
here it
News.
Is. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts or events. Columns written by various experts and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
Yeah, I want to turn to the black community for some example. Now, understand, please, I don't condone any kind of violence. You know, unfortunate that police officers sometimes are brutal and. You know, there are all kinds of individuals in this world, no matter who you are, what you are. We all know that. The President of the United States is on trial now. So that shows you anybody things and get in trouble with the law. But what I do like is that the black community mobilizes when something happens that they don't like, because they realize that it's against all of them, you know, a hatred kind of thing, all right? Now, the disabled community can take an example from that, change your attitude and say, hey, look what they did to so-and-so. So-and-so couldn't get in to that place because he or she is in a wheelchair. I'm in a wheelchair. They're not only doing it to that person, they're doing it to me. And that should move people to get together all over this country, in every state. Start with the independent living centers. That's a good place to start a brotherhood. Together and get out there, get a permit. Inner Sight will help anyone in any state. We have advocates in two states, three states now. We will help anyone who wants to get together on a brotherhood idea for someone who's been hurt or discriminated against. So call us if you need that kind of help. You need to get a permit or support on that. Call your independent living center.
Excuse me, Frank.
A brotherhood is so important because it brings people together as one, with one idea. And when you get out there on the ADA, the idea has to be, in my mind, in the mind of Inner Sight, that this law must be strengthened, that there should be money behind this law, that every agency should be raising money to make all these things accessible, so people don't have to go through this. And at the same time, it should be criminal that someone can't get into a place. That would be the message under that brotherhood type of demonstration. There's got to be one message, not 10 different views, because that's confusing. And the press doesn't know what you want. What is it?
Now you have a Lorraine back again. I just wanted to let you know.
Oh, all right. Lorraine's back. All right.
Okay.
Let's get Lorraine on the line.
Hello,
here, 21... I'll give you the number later. Yeah. Hello, Lorraine.
Hi, how are
you?
I'm doing fine,
good.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. What's your feeling on that we need a brotherhood?
I think so. Yes, I do. I think we need a brotherhood.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because when together, when some black people get together, just like in a neighborhood where I used to come from, we all got together and there was something going on that we didn't like. Because my grandmother, may she rest in peace, she was a vice president of a black association. And we had a community, and we fought for everything that we wanted in the community. We did, yep. They had block watchers, you know, people that were in the neighborhood that we didn't recognize, and they're starting some trouble. They were there. So we knew more or less how to get things, to start things, to change things. And they did change things in that neighborhood, you know. So I think
yeah,
they should be.
Yeah, because they all came together with the same message, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. You have to be on the same accord, same one accord. You want change, this is what you have to do. You got to have your voices heard. Mm-hmm.
That's what we need with the disabled community.
Mm.
You know, we have signs made up on whatever the issue is. I mean, let's take this issue of the worst thing that's happened in my mind, the death of Milton, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Shouldn't there be demonstrations of thousands of people in every state in this country? Hey, they killed a blind woman's guide dog.
Yes.
You know? How horrible it was. Not only that, they're refusing to help her. You know, it's like they're not acknowledging that they killed the dog. You know?
They don't want to. Mm-hmm.
But that's why there should be, if we had a brotherhood now,
mm-hmm.
believe me, those organizations could not stand up against a million disabled people.
No, they couldn't.
They would have to change something.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
And that's what we need. You know? And I'll tell you something. Mm-hmm. If I was free, and if I was independently wealthy, I would go around this country and organize it.
Mm-hmm.
Damn right I would, man.
I know that.
And I get some celebrities involved in it, too. But you got to have money to do that.
You do.
You know, so I'm doing it on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But we need a brotherhood. Now, take these nursing homes, then. And I know you recently lost a dear one.
Yes, I did.
Right?
Oh, yes. Yes, I did.
Shouldn't there be thousands of people in every state, like once a month, let's say, thousands of people in every state in front of these nursing homes, you know, without blocking the door or putting people in harm's way, none of that stuff, everything legal. Shouldn't they be out there declaring that we don't need this place, we need
Mm-mm.
accessible housing?
That's right. And what they do, put them in nursing homes to die.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If thousands of people did that in a brotherhood every month with one message, you'd see how fast these politicians would draft legislation. That's what we need, a brotherhood. A strong brotherhood that is going to stand up and say, hey, you're doing this to so-and-so today. Tomorrow it's going to be me in this damn nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
And we know it is.
We need a strong
people wind up in a nursing home. So we've got to get this brotherhood off the ground.
Yes.
People should want it. They should want to do it. And we're not talking about getting anybody in trouble. We're talking about everything
mm-hmm.
legal and with a permit.
I mean, I look at it this way. Everybody else has rights. Why can't we?
Yeah.
And why can't people have rights in the nursing home? They don't want to be there.
Exactly.
They don't want to be there.
Yeah.
You know? All you do is, like I said before, you put them in there to die and they get all depressed and lonely. You know?
Yeah.
And half the staff don't have one to work in there either.
When people hurt people and injure them, like a lot of the shootings, these horrible
mm-hmm.
shootings of black people by a white officer, you know, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
When people do that, the law is there. Where's the law to protect Michelle? They killed her dog. It won't help her. Where's the law? People don't know how lucky they are that they have a law.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the law to keep people out of the nursing home? And to have the money spent in the right way to do it. This is why we need solidarity, why we need a brotherhood for people to band together and have the attitude you're doing it to all of us.
Yes.
Yeah. So, Inner Sight stands ready to to help organize it in any way? Somebody want to start a website on it? That would be good. A website on Brotherhood of the Disabled. Brotherhood of the Disabled. There's a good title for a website. You know, and let people know about all these different events and how we can come together and get a permit and go. So we don't approve of it, you know. So anybody out there who wants to be a part of that, there's a great need for it. Call Intersight. The Intersight hotline is 631-224-3090. And we'd be happy to talk to you. What state you're in. What do you think of that idea, Lorraine, about a website, Brotherhood of the Disabled?
That sounds great. That really does.
That's what we need.
It should get, it really will. I think that really, the name will get acknowledgement. It really will. It'll get noticed.
Yeah, but
with
you
a
need,
name like that, people would want to join.
You need someone who's not only going to put it up, but someone who's going to operate it. You know, a website like that needs to be updated all the time.
Yes, it does.
You know, they need
and
to
the
get
person
information.
Can't be lacked.
No.
It can't be lacked
they
on
it. Have to be really dedicated.
Yep, have to have updates all the time on it.
So it's up to the people, you know, if they want to really change these things, it's gonna take some effort and people to pitch in and start doing these things. Some of these issues have been around for years and years and years and they haven't changed. It's got to make me believe that it's not being done in the right way.
Mm-hmm.
Need a new method. And that's what Intersight is. You know, we could get a brotherhood along with the whole concept of how to change the system. We'd have more of a chance to do it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, anybody out there, 213-816-1650. Lorraine, how's your show doing?
Oh, it's doing good because I have the show 7 nights a week in different categories. We have a thing that's called kids/teen talk, and that would be with me and my daughter, Cyan and Dee Mysterio. And we have sports night with Stoney B. His son-in-law was on there, my friend James, and then Shoot the Breeze, what I do, I just do speeches and conferences, and that's what I do on that one if I have a guest that can talk, because we were going to do something about, you know, with the disabled, but I'm still waiting on news from the person to be a part of it, and then there is Q&A, questions and answers, Thursday, around the table discussion on different experiences, situations, and different type of, it was about couples and, you know, different things. And then an hour of music on Friday. Saturday was supposed to be the showcase where I promo people who are singers, soloists, groups, and, you know, entrepreneurs. But now we have a special Q&A call before it's too late because my daughter came up with that concept because of my Aunt Loretta who died before it's too late, letting people know how you feel and their memories and everything of how they've grown up and so on and so forth. Then Sunday is Lift Him Up where it's spiritual, it's inspiring and motivational. They read scriptures and they give the definitions behind them and I play a song out. And it's like tonight, I'm going to be on a party line tonight. I'm going to be playing music in my room, a different one right now. that I'm on.
Well,
have a Thursday night of music.
Yeah. Think about this brotherhood idea. Maybe you might want to do a show on that, you know?
Yes.
Unite
I'm
people.
Think about.
One message.
All right.
All right.
That would be...
We have any other calls? Mm-hmm. Engineer, you're there. Hello. Suzanne, you there?
I'm here. No other calls except for Lorraine, myself, and you.
All right. All right. So,
you hear me?
Yeah.
Let's see what time it is.
Every Wednesday night is our nursing home show, so don't forget that. Turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. That's the permanent solution to nursing homes. Not to get rid of them, not to allow them to be there anymore. That's the best way to keep people out of them. And we're scheduling a news conference with Silo. We have to firm up the date. We had a conflicting event over there. So we're going to see what date they want to hold it, but it'll be within the next week or so. And the link to the petition will be up on the Silo website, hopefully by tomorrow.
Hello, everybody. Sorry.
So that people read the nursing home petition and sign it. All right, Inner Sight means freedom, advocate for the disabled, and talking tonight about people supporting people in a brotherhood type situation. You know, going out and supporting and standing up for your brother or your sister who's being discriminated against. And doing that, but with one message, important, one message of how we want these changes to come about. Very important to get that across to the public. And of course, we would help, Inner Sight would help send out a news release on it. You know, when you have a news release and you see the name of an organization, it's always better. And you could probably get your independent living center, I'm sure, to join on that news release in any given demonstration. We would like to see every state come together on the day for Milton. Declare, you know, a day for Milton in every state. Find a place to do it, and we will help. We're working on a couple of states now like that. Now that's a real brotherhood. Okay, for Milton. We're gonna hook it up with the fact that these agencies are not licensed or regulated to train service dogs. We're going to alter it a little bit and let people know how they've gotten away with killing a guide dog. No regulation. So there's a little bit of a different twist here. Lorraine, you still there?
Yes. Yeah, but I'm going to be going in about 8, maybe 8:40 to go and set up.
All right, listen. We're gonna move on. You have anything else you want to add?
No, that'd be about it. That would be a great thing, a brotherhood for the disabled. That'd be really nice. And also the foundation as well.
Yeah, we have to get more information about that.
Yes. Yes.
Unfortunately, people said they're going to do things and they don't follow through.
I even texted my daughter, but she knows about nonprofit and creating foundations and stuff like that. She hasn't gotten back in contact with me either, so I'm excited too.
Well, I'd be happy to work with anyone on it if they want to call me.
Okay.
You know, tell me what I can do. I can go to the library.
Mm-hmm.
I know the reference people over there. They're very into Inner Sight. They promoted the day for Milton.
Oh, great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I need somebody who's going to work with me on it. Somebody
That's
with a
the
computer.
Thing.
Who's gonna,
mm-hmm.
You know? I don't work with a computer. I can't see it.
Neither can I.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So if they want to find out how we'd start a foundation to turn nursing homes into accessible housing and be allowed to raise money for that purpose, that would be a big plus.
That would be.
If we had a legal foundation and we put the word out, I'll bet you the New York Times would write a story about that.
They would.
Sure they would. Mm-hmm. And we could hold a news conference about it. Send your donations to keep people out of nursing homes.
And this is not just to talk about it. We want to do this. We really do. Mm-hmm.
The Congress people would all get diarrhea. Good. They deserve it.
Yep.
They would. We had a foundation like that, and it was legal, and people were sending us money. Next thing you know, you'd get a celebrity spokesman.
You definitely would. They would find out about it. They would be interested. Oh, that hurt.
There's a great need for a foundation like that. So anyone who can work the computer, call me. Let me know what I can do, we work together on it.
Mhm.
All right. Thank you, Lorraine. We're gonna.
You're welcome. You're welcome. All right, y'all. Good
Keep
night.
Good
All
night.
Right.
Thank you.
Take care.
So, anybody out there has any information about a foundation of that type? Please get in touch with us. Inner Sight, 1620, the email, 1620@gmail.com. Or you can call the Inner Sight hotline, 631-224-3090. We need something tangible that people can really get into, that people will know that I'm sending money to this foundation to end these horrible nursing homes. That's what we need. It's never been done before. There's never been a place like that. And Inner Sight is determined to get it off the ground. So if you want to help, if you're out there, a lawyer, an accountant, whatever you are, and you're knowledgeable, please contact Inner Sight, 1620-1620@gmail.com. And we'll do it in honor of all the people to date who have passed away in nursing homes. There's thousands of them. All right. That would be a great brotherhood. That would bring people together, wouldn't it? The foundation sponsor a brotherhood to turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. That'd be fantastic. So get with us. Let's do it. We need change in this country. That's all these politicians are going to be talking about in the next few months. You wait and see. Change. How they're going to change things. The only thing is, most of them are going to damn ass lie to you. Inner sight doesn't lie. We will use the money donated to the Get Rid of the Nursing Home Foundation. For lack of a better name, we'll come up with a name. We will use those donations to help people stay out of nursing homes, to turn them into accessible housing, to look for any abandoned nursing home. There's one right now outside of Boston. We're trying to pick it up. We will look for places like that. That's why we need somebody with a computer who knows what they're doing. And we will follow through and do what we have to do to get that place turned into accessible housing. We already have the support here of the Independent Living Center. They will give us a letter of recommendation for any state to take over an abandoned nursing home that nobody wants anything to do with. So we have the beginnings of foundation so that we can start getting the funding going. All right, Inner Sight. And let's see. Oh, tomorrow night's the funnies, by the way. And Sweet Pepper should be back tomorrow night. I think Louie will be here. And the usual gang, you know, Lauren Hardy and the philosopher. And we'll tell you what's going on in the Donald Trump trial. We have an exclusive exclusive audio of the Donald Trump trial that no other radio show has. It's only us. You're fired. Oh, shut up. Get him out of here. Tomorrow night, don't forget, be here with Inner Sight. And we'll tell you what yours truly has in common with the governor of Florida, DeSantis. I didn't realize it, but I now realize that he and I have something in common. I'll tell you about that tomorrow night. And also the song that I've been composing. I got the idea from the Chef Willie. I don't look good naked anymore. Well, this song is the opposite. I look better naked. Writing that song, I'll tell you how we're progressing with that tomorrow night on the Crazy Funny Inner Sight. Yeah, so any organizers out there who organized people before and brought people together and knows how to start a brotherhood type movement, we could use your help. I think a website is a good start. 846 New York Inner. A website would be a good start. But we need someone to take care of, someone to put it up, someone to monitor it. Because when you're dealing with a with an idea of a brotherhood, you've got to keep abreast of events and things that are happening to disabled people. That's the whole idea of it. So anyone out there who would like to take that on, we're all volunteers. Nobody gets paid. If you could get a sponsor for a website like that, it would be great. Innersight, 1620-1620 at gmail.com. Send an email or call the Innersight hotline, 631-224-3090. Well, next Monday, I believe, is a holiday. I think it's Columbus Day.
It's Columbus.
So we'll probably have the night off. Put a rerun on if we can get one up there. So, yes. A brotherhood is something that makes you feel good. It makes you feel that you know. See, if there was a brotherhood now amongst disabled, Michelle would know that she could send an email or pick up the phone and call Innersight and say, hey, I want people to say what they feel about Milton. I want them to say it publicly all over this country. Let's send out the word. Put it on the website. Let's put the link out there. Let's hold a solidarity, set a date, and let everyone get in front of every guide dog school, every agency for the blind, and every agency that's supposed to help you. In this country, let's organize. Let's get 1 million or 2 million people. That's the kind of we need, especially for the death of a guide dog, an innocent dog, a 3-year-old dog that came between life and death for Michelle has been taken from us. Now, if there's a reason to start a brotherhood, there it is. Come together on that and to explain that these agencies should be responsible and regulated and licensed. I found out recently that Michelle was evaluated, commissioned for the blind, before she went to get Milton. Now, if they can evaluate somebody and make the difference, in other words, if they recommend that the person should have the dog, good, but if they pull back and say, no, we don't believe the person should have the dog, and the school listens to that, shouldn't there be regulations behind that? What is the regulation that determines that the commission is qualified just because they know mobility? Mobility with a guide dog is entirely different than it is with a stick. Entirely different. Number one, the dog is alive. The stick is dead. There's your number one reason. They recommended that Michelle, but why can't she now have a hearing? The agency killed the dog, and they're refusing to service her. How can they be refusing to service her when the commission, the state, recommended her for the dog? Where's the regulation that comes into play here? See what they've done? They've said that we're nothing, that we don't count. You don't need any regulation for the blind. We'll tell you what you need. See what's happening here?
Yeah.
That's why there's no regulations. Because they think they know our lives better than they do. Well, they don't. And she, if Michelle was evaluated by the commission and entitled to that and went through that, then where the hell is the regulation that protects her with that? In other words, the state, in a sense, certified her that she was mobile enough to get the dog. So where's her fair hearing now that she's being denied? Michelle told me that she's going to try to explain this to her lawyer. We have the makings of a solidarity news conference, Inner Sight, Silo, and the lawyer. We'll see what happens with that. To proclaim that she was certified by the Commission for the Blind. Therefore, she should be entitled to a fair hearing. That's a state organization. And that's the basis under which the state or the federal government can draft legislation. If the state is going to interfere with somebody's life, in Michelle's case, they said she should have the dog. How about all the people that they go against and recommend to the school, no, this person shouldn't have a dog? Why? Because they made a left turn the way they didn't like it? Up your ass. Who the hell cares if you didn't like it? Whatever the case may be.
Ruby's on the phone.
Oh, Louise's not supposed to be on tonight.
Yeah,
Friday
tomorrow.
Night, Louise. You've got to come back tomorrow night. But we'll pause from this serious moment and tell you that we, because of what happened to Michelle, Milton, all the more do we need a brotherhood in this country for the disabled. All right, where's Louis? Is he still online?
Here he is. Yeah, he's still there.
Got a few minutes.
Hey, Louis.
All right, Louis.
Hey, Frank, did you call my house minutes ago?
No.
I said your name, Frank Perino, on the line.
Nah, that must have been Donald Duck. It wasn't me.
Yeah, no.
Donald Duck
yeah, okay.
called your house.
Yeah, man. Also, Man in the Moon.
Man in the Moon. That could work.
Yeah, okay.
Man in the Moon.
So, Frank, I'll call you tomorrow. Your show's almost over.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Okay,
oh, by the way.
Call you tomorrow, Suzanne and Frank.
Yeah.
Take
by
care.
By the way.
Have a good night.
Okay, bye-bye.
Louie, 9:30 tonight we're on. 1:15.
Oh, okay, right.
Yeah,
or tonight on SS, yes.
9:30
okay.
Thursday night, 1:15. New time for Insight. All right, and yes. Anyone interested in helping to form a brotherhood, we'd be happy to do up a flyer on it, because we want people to be clear as to the message that the Brotherhood would carry. So we would do a flyer. Could have pictures on the flyer. I would love to have Milton's picture on the flyer, and you know, info on the nursing home and on the ADA. The three basic areas where Inner Sight is working. We have three basic areas now. We've got to get up a brochure on that. So anyone out there who would like to take this on, I mean, I'd be, you know, we'd be glad to help. You won't be alone. If you'd like to get the website going and mobilize disabled people, I'm sure that there's a lot of people who would be interested. Not, it wouldn't be for everyone, no. But we may get enough people interested to form solidarity of a brotherhood. Inner Sight, 1620-1620@gmail.com. Send an email. Put your phone number in it if you want me to call you back. So that's where we reach out tonight around the world to urge people to come together with one message and send it around the world. And, you know, start with whatever you feel is the most important, the ADA issue, nursing homes, or the death of Milton. There's three separate areas right there that can spark a brotherhood. And it's endless what can be done with that. All right, Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Inner Sight hotline, 631-224-3090. Be with you tomorrow night on the crazies. I mean the funnies. And Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Thank you so much for listening. Thank our callers, listeners, Suzanne, engineer. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And tomorrow night, Inner Sight, have a lot of fun. The philosopher will be here. Yeah, he's going to tell you why Mayor Giuliani is suing President Biden. All right, goodbye, world, Inner Sight, good night. Inner Sight, thank you very much. Goodbye, everybody. Inner Sight, goodbye, world.
Good night, everyone.